Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today. Isn't that right, people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Michelle looks at me with questioning eyes.
I have hives.
Care to elaborate?
I don't know. I woke up this morning and had hives on my neck, so I had to stop.
Doesn't look so bad.
Because I took a Benadryl or whatever that is.
So if Michelle passes out halfway through the show, we'll know it's due to the Benadryl. Michelle, how was your Memorial Day weekend?
It was nice. I was at the beach. I was in Avalon. Really?
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
All right.
Joe, yes. With his three-day hangover.
He just
let's
red
let's
wine
not
box
share
spell.
Our tales of
whiskey.
Craziness.
Whiskey. Joe was with his college friends.
Memorial Day weekend.
As they all careen towards the age of 80.
Just have perfect skin without hives. I'm not itchy. I'm not contagious.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
And she's touching me.
Now Joe has it. Kathy Houston, how are you today?
Glad to be sitting over here, not by those two.
I know. The ones with the hives.
How are the ducks?
Oh, the ducks. It's on.
You have ducks in your pool.
Yeah.
And it seems to be a
poo-poo in it.
A fight between you and your husband and the ducks.
Not me. I love them. It's Steve and
of
the ducks.
Of course, because you love everything.
Mm-hmm. They're
that,
cute.
Isn't that nice of you?
They're cute. I think they're cute.
Your husband, on the other hand, has a BB gun ready
That's
to go.
Right.
I guess. So
he's
you
like
had,
Elmer Fudd.
You obviously had a good Memorial Day weekend as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Very nice.
Fun. Nice. Warm weather. Beautiful.
That's our bright and sunny Kathy Houston right there.
How about your Memorial Day weekend, Andy?
Thanks
yours?
For asking, Joe. Very it was well. Very good. It wasn't as, let's say, crazy as yours, but mine was A-OK. Thank you
That's
for asking.
Good.
Sure thing.
And now it's summertime. It's like
well,
90
yeah.
degrees outside today.
Official. Yeah, but tomorrow it's going to be 70 and rainy.
Thank you.
Wah, wah.
Check out the new Captain Killjoy.
I'm like Hurricane Houston.
All right, we're going to go with Hurricane Houston from now on. Okay, we are getting ready to take your calls today. The topic is, how did you resolve your biggest order screw-up? So if you have any questions or comments about how you overcame a order mess-up, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. And, Joe, if we put you on the air, what are we going to give you today?
The prize pack, Andy, the prize pack, the $25 Visa gift card, the finger puppets, the hand fans, and that beautiful ASI radio drinkware.
Wow. So that's a good reason to call in.
Yeah.
Give us a ring at 215-953-4979. All together now, 4979. All right, Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
All right, Andy, we have the trouble with Target, where some people like to call Target. Michelle has a report there. Why you need the 5 P's of marketing, the 9 reasons most small businesses fail. We're also going to look at 8 ways to get social media exposure, why doing competitive intelligence is important. We're also going to look at how to manage millennials, and we have our favorite things. But let's get the show started in the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with top 40 financial news. Office retail giant Staples, the parent company of Staples Promotional Products, reported that its sales decreased by 3% in the first quarter. However, the company's promotional products division, which is the largest distributor firm in the industry, said that its sales increased by mid-single digits in the first 3 months. General economic news now. The Direct Marketing Association sent a letter to Congress last week asking to pass a national data breach notification law. There are currently data breach notification laws on the books in 47 states, but advertising and marketing associations are looking for a federal measure that would force companies to quickly notify customers if they suffer a data breach of any kind. Check out Promogram today for details. Product news now. Hand sanitizer products were in the news last week as Minnesota became the first state to prohibit the use of germ-killing chemical triclosan in soaps, hand sanitizers, and other hygiene products. Polled by Counselor, many hand sanitizer suppliers say they've already rid their products of that ingredient. Acquisition news now. Dunn Manufacturing, the parent of supplier firm Ad Capital, has acquired fellow supplier Oresco Manufacturing and Safety. Oresco's line of aprons, tote bags, and safety clothing will now be integrated into the Dunn Manufacturing offerings. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
Andy, we got a pretty cool golf tool.
Golf
people,
tool?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know what? And a lot of sales reps actually golf with their clients, but they don't bring a logoed product, and they should. So talk to your clients out there. Tell them, hey, you golf with your clients? Bring them a little gift on the golf course.
There you go. A little self-promo on the golf course
sure.
this summer.
Sure. Golfers love gadgets.
Very good. Golfers love gadgets. It's the G's of golf. Okay, check that out and more in Counselor Promogram today. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines now where we're talking about how to overcome your biggest order screw-up. So if you have any questions or comments about that, please give us a ring at 215-953-4979. On line two, we have Bennett. Bennett, how are you today?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you guys? Good Memorial Day weekend?
Yes. How about yourself?
Yeah, good fun. Good fun. Still trying to recover from it, but I'm hanging
you
in.
You and Joe alike.
Yeah.
All right. What's your question for the host?
I don't really have a question. I guess I just have an anecdote or an observation. And a few years ago, I had a customer I'd worked with several times, and they were in a rush to get an order of hats done. And because I'd worked with them in the past, I didn't run a proof by them before sending the order off to my decorator. Long story short, they had switched their logo or changed it slightly, and I had the wrong logo imprinted on this hat. I didn't find that out until they had received their order. The way I made good on it, though, was that I had it reprinted at my own cost. And while that was a hit, it preserved the relationship in the long run. So my observation would be sometimes you can take these screw-ups to and turn them into a chance for service.
Well, Bennett, I think that's a really good point. And you probably felt like you had no other chance than to do that. You know, nothing else you could do, no other recourse than to kind of take the financial hit and do it again. Is that right?
Exactly right. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's an important message for people. Sometimes, you know, a lot of things go wrong. Sometimes orders get messed up. You know, great. And now in that case, in Bennett's case, that's kind of his fault. You do want to run proofs by customers, even if even if it's a reorder, you want to do that. And when something goes wrong, you got to own up to it and fix it.
I would ask now, has the logo changed? Yeah. Are we using the same artwork as we've always used? Always ask.
Yeah. All right, Bennett, well, thanks for the call, and stay on the line so we can get your information for your Visa gift card. On line one, we have Lana. Lana, how are you today?
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. What's your question for the host? Okay.
Well, I just have a little mini story for you real quick about an order that almost was screwed up. But, I mean, it was just basically a friend of mine who's a good client, but he's also a friend. Had ordered some luggage tags, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, just use the same order we had before, so no biggie. I handled myself through the phone. I called, you know, the guy in the warehouse, told him where to ship it, but, you know, go send it to, you know, my friend. Nothing. Woke up in the middle of the night and realized they moved, and I thought, oh, no, I don't think we have an updated information form. So got in the office, found, you know, was able, fortunately, to get the order, you know, called the shipping company and everything. Actually delivered it myself, picked it up at the dock and took it over. It was a 2-hour drive and averted a pretty big disaster because it was a multi-tiered situation. And, I wanted this, even though he's a friend, I wanted to get this client back. So anyway,
wow.
My little lesson there was, I'm kind of out of that whole ordering, the whole process, but we have our processes in order for a reason. And, usually little screw ups like that are goofy little things that you do. You forget to update the database with the new information, and the client doesn't get their order. So So important to follow, stay with the plan, follow your own business practices, and don't stray, because usually that's when things go wrong. So, you know, they're in place for a reason, and you got to stick with your plan.
It's a very good point, and it's somewhat similar to our first caller. And like Joe said, you got to check. You got to make sure that the address you're delivering to is current and up to date. Also, like our first caller, you know, you saved it, and that's kind of the key. Is that distributors, whether they want to realize this or not, they're in a service business. You're providing products and you're providing ideas, but ultimately, what you're providing is a service, and you have to see it as that. This caller clearly saw it as that and had to, pick up the products herself and then deliver them.
Yeah, we had, back years ago, a former soccer uniform vendor of ours put the whole kit together, the jerseys, the shorts, the socks, put numbers on the back of the jerseys, but forgot to put our club logo on there. So we had to scramble. The guy was like, sorry about that. And it's like, well, last time we used him, we went with the screen printer. Mm-hmm. He was able to turn him around, did one night for us, and, we've been using him for a long time now.
There you go. All right, Lana, thanks for the call, and hang on the line so we can get your information for your Visa gift card. Michelle, you want to say something?
We have Facebook comments.
Let's hear it.
Two scenarios, two anecdotes. One from Chris Clark. He says the biggest order screw-up, he says, was actually the client's fault. They ordered imprinted coolers for the convention with their sponsors' logos on them. When they arrived 3 days before the convention, the client realized that 8 of them had the wrong sponsor's logo. Clearly, there wasn't enough time to make any changes, they thought, and it was a very expensive mistake because it was nearly $200 per cooler. Chris says that knowing that the graphics were vinyl sheets that were applied to the coolers, he immediately called the supplier, begged them to produce replacement graphics, and overnighted them to Chris at an additional cost, of course. And then Chris stayed up until 2 a.m. removing the old vinyl graphics and applying the new ones. The moral of the story is that the convention the next day went off without a hitch, and he became the client's hero for doing that.
Yeah, it's a similar story to our callers, too. You have to sometimes go above and beyond when an order is messed up, whether it's in this case like the client's fault or in the case of our callers, it's their own fault. Sometimes it's going to be your fault. Sometimes it's going to be the client's fault. But you have to step up and figure out a way to make it right.
I don't, and to Chris's point, I don't think it's enough, though, sometimes to just get the information from the client and take that as gospel. I think you True. Need to have a safety net mm-hmm. in there to go back to them and say, just double checking, mm-hmm. is this exactly what you wanted? Just because you've done what they said right doesn't mean that their information is correct. I think you need to double back to them.
Right.
Yeah,
and just do
true.
One quick double check.
You got one more?
Yep, from David Garthwaite. He says, we had a client order aluminum water bottles for the Oscars. They shipped direct to the client, but the order had over 50% defect rate. We worked Oof. With the supplier to remake the whole order before the event. The second delivery still had defective items. We ended up refunding the client for the complete order. David's advice is you really need to know your suppliers and their abilities.
Yeah, I would say that if there's time at all, once that the first order comes through and there's 50% that are defected, you need to go somewhere else quickly. There's a lot of suppliers that can turn drinkware orders around overnight, and that seems like that's the case for that. Joe, you had something to say?
Yeah, can I go back to the logos?
Yeah.
Think about the logos. What distributors need to be very careful about is that some companies have multiple logos that they'll use for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Some is for print ads. Some is for letterhead. Some might be for apparel and stuff. So you really got to make sure that you are asking that question. What logo do you want to use? When we go on the Best Places to Work Road Tour and we get our Magnus bill, we got to make sure we're putting the right logo of our sponsors on there, because mm-hmm. they'll send a couple of different ones for us. One for the T-shirt, one for the magnet, and one for print. So.
Yeah. All right. Good advice. All right. We have another caller on line 4. We have Stanley. Stanley, how are you today?
Good. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Now, what's your question or comment for the host?
Well, my comment is really, I think it's all coming down to everything has to not only be in writing, but you've got to double check. And when I've got people that are on rush orders, I tell them right up front, now here's the procedures, because it's a rush order. We're going to need to be in communication even more than normal with approvals, logo approvals, because I just had a client that said, oh, no, it's the exact same one. And those are the words that warn me, now I really have to do the proofs, because it's the more they're confident, the more I want to double check. And recently I had my screen printer, they printed all the shirts, and shirts just didn't arrive, so I delivered the shirts, and it turned out they were missing 2 full boxes. And what I try to do with my clients is just, I never put it on them, okay? Even when they clearly made the mistake, but I gently say, okay, gosh, here's the proofing. Let me see what I can do to fix this. Give me a few minutes. Let me call my, supplier. Let me try to work out all of this. If it's my supplier's fault, this is why I try to always have good relationships with my suppliers, because if they make a mistake and the last time you used them, you were a real hard distributor and you weren't a nice person, they're less likely to want to, help you. But when you've got a good relationship, they want to help you. So I learned that actually when I first got in the industry, Norm Cohen actually helped me with a supplier that there was a big mess up, and I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing. And he called a supplier, and it was a really good example to follow. Yeah.
Yeah, and Stanley, I like the idea that you take ownership of the issue, you know, whether it's the client's fault or your fault or the supplier's fault. It doesn't really matter. It's your client and it's your order, and you're owning the, you know, the solution to the problem. And I think that's a message that all distributors could take some advice from.
Yeah. Well, I'll be thinking of you guys next week. Next week is when I ride my bike from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
Oh, so, it's that time of year again.
Very good. Send us some pictures. We'll post them on the website.
I will definitely. Have a great, great day.
All good right, luck, good Stanley. Luck with it, Stanley. It's always fun when Stanley calls and has the annual bike-a-thon, I think he does, from San Francisco to L.A. It's a pretty amazing trip.
You know
why
they ride that way? It's south, so it's like downhill. It's easier.
And Joe does that joke every year, too.
Oh, my.
I think that's the first one I've done. Okay. So there.
We're going to pause now to hear from our show sponsor, Hanes. But when we get back, we will hear from Kathy about the 5 P's of marketing.
Hanes branded printware has a new website designed specifically for screen printers and promotional product distributors. HanesInc.com features detailed product information and resources to help you make the most of Hanes t-shirts and fleece. For the first time, you can download high-res front and back hollows of every product in every color in the format and resolution you need. Apparel pages are organized by color and product line, so you can easily find exactly what you're looking for. In addition to high-res hollows, you will also find helpful sales tips on every product page. Each product is assigned a helpful return on investment scenario to illustrate the untapped return potential for you and your customers in every interaction. In our resources section, a dedicated return on investment page provides additional questions and insight to help you better understand how to meet your customers' needs with better products and better guidance. Visit HanesInc.com today for high-res hollows, sales tips, and many more resources.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday morning show, where we're getting good laughs here this morning. Isn't that right, Kathy Houston?
Always.
The sunny and bright Kathy Houston, always laughing. All right, Michelle, Target for one is not laughing these days. They've been in the news for all the wrong reasons. So what can people learn from their woes?
You know, much like Microsoft in that article that Vanity Fair did about them, as Joe Haley would say, the shine is off their apple.
I was there the other day.
Yeah, they're having some problems. First of all, there was the massive data breach around the holidays, which, you know, there's still fallout from that. The CEO resigned. A lot of their executive management people are leaving.
They also just blew that from a PR perspective.
Awful.
You know, I mean, every time something came out on a weekly basis, it was increasing the issues. It's like it's PR 101.
Well, and you did that piece of advice in last week's Promogram about how to handle a PR nightmare. You know, come out with one piece of consistent news and stick to it.
Yeah.
When you put out weekly things and they contradict each other, it's problematic.
And don't be hiding anything.
No. And I mean, in the beginning, they said that it was only affected a certain number of people. Right. Then they had to double back and say, no, it was more than that. So that was kind of the harbinger of things to come. They've also had shoddy inventory fulfillment problems recently. If you go to any Target, you know, it used to be such a clean, well-kept store. And now, you know, there are things like hanging off shelves. There doesn't seem to be that diligence that there once was. They're kind of half-assing it, frankly. Yeah. They used to also be, the thing that really put them on the map was that they were able to kind of take the looks from the runway, from the catwalk to the sidewalk. They had a really good eye for couture fashion, and they brought it to the masses. They were one of the first kind of retail brands that tapped into high-end designers. Isaac Mizrahi was the first one, but they've really done it with Marques and a lot of other big-name designers. That's not doing it for them anymore. Experts say, well, first of all, in their first quarter, their sales fell 16%, which is huge for a company that size.
I bet a lot of that has to do with the data breach problem. I think that there were people who simply just didn't go.
It does, but it has to do, I mean, here's another anecdote. So they decided to enter the Canadian market. Guess what they didn't do? Research into the Canadian marketplace.
Whoops.
Okay, so there's things that Canadian consumers want and need that Americans don't. So I think that they were arrogant and that they entered that marketplace and think, well, you know, we've been dominant in the U.S. market. We're just going to, you know, take over Canada. Not so much. The Canadians, you know, really didn't kind of embrace it the way that Americans did when Target first opened here.
There's a good lesson there. You know, the distributors in this market tried to, you know, target growing industries, try to target new market, new sectors in their area. You can't go with the same approach to every market that you target.
Sure.
You
right.
Their buyers, the buyers are different. They have different buying habits. They have different needs, and you have to learn what those are.
Again, it's an arrogance.
Yeah.
I mean, they just didn't take the time to do the due diligence.
Right.
And experts say that competitors like Walmart often have better prices, and others like Macy's and Amazon offer better digital experiences. And they say that Target has lost its Tarjay cachet. The insides of competing stores are rapidly changing, and then there's Target still trying to live off the cheap, chic reputation it once had, and it's not enough. It's not enough to carry them over. So, you know, changing their management team is a good thing. Actually, the one person that they are keeping is the CMO, because that guy, I don't know if you guys saw it, posted kind of like a mea culpa, very honest, 2 weeks ago, I think, online, and he said, you know, we've screwed up, and here's why, and here's what we're going to do. So that guy did keep his job.
Well, he did that in response to an employee who
anonymously
who
went online,
anonymously posted this blog post that got big coverage in all media that just lambasted the company about their corporate culture and how they, you know, how employees approach their jobs, basically in like you said, Michelle, a half-assed way. And the CMO said, "Yes, you're right, and we need to fix it." And that's a good first step right there, is admitting the problem.
It is, and it's sad to watch. I mean, I always liked Target as a company. You know, it used to be so popular. You would hate to see it go the way of like a Sears or a JCPenney,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just can't get their act together.
Yeah.
It's kind of changed, though. You know, it's different now going to the Target that I go to. It's like,
don't you think it's shoddy
different.
Looking?
Yeah. You know,
not
and for
my
me,
Target. My Target's nice.
Does it have groceries now?
Watch
yes.
the inventory, so, though. I'm telling you, watch the inventory.
Yeah.
Did it always have groceries?
No.
See, ours never had groceries. Then when they brought the grocery section in, they didn't expand the store. They just shoved stuff aside. And, like, yeah, it's just... Feels
that's
like
what
Kmart.
I like about Target, though, because, like Walmart, you could get, like, everything there. Food, you know, makeup, clothes, towels. A garbage can.
There are other stores now that, you know, kind of young hipsters are flocking to. It used to be the Target they'd go to first to get these designer lines, and it's not anymore. That's not their first choice anymore. They're going to places like, you know, Forever 21, more importantly, H&M.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, some good lessons
I don't
there.
I don't like that store either.
Well, you're not a 16-year-old girl, as far as
no,
you know.
But I mean, don't
quite
don't
the opposite,
have the,
in
don't
fact.
They have the boy version, you know, the male version? Of an H&M.
Okay, so you're not a 16-year-old boy.
I know. You go in there, it's like, oh, look at this jacket. It's like, well, I can't wear that. It's, you know,
well,
it's cut
it's
like
not meant for your demographic.
I mean, the style's okay.
Or body.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Well, that's what I was getting.
They have an interesting way of thinking what a medium is. That's a medium, really? My God.
Not for someone like you.
I know.
Okay.
I stopped trying.
Very good. Probably a good plan. All right, Kathy, the 5 P's of marketing. What do people need to know?
Okay, first, your product.
Okay.
Your product should solve an urgent need or pain for the customer, obviously. It should be easy to use, visually interesting, and presentation is everything, Andy. So make sure you put some care into the packaging as well. And tell your clients to do that when they're buying promotional products and upsell them on the packaging.
It's also a good point for your self-promotions. You know, don't cheap out on them and do them with good packaging and good presentation.
And that's panache. Another P.
And panache.
That's
panache.
Right. Okay,
well,
so
Andy's full of panache.
Andy's full of something.
Place. This doesn't really affect the people in our industry because really they can sell to anybody anywhere. But it says for local businesses, place matters. A residential cleaning company might open shop in the neighborhood instead of a business district. But if you're focused on corporate clients, like a lot of our distributors are, maybe your office should be in a corporate community. Promotion. This is a good point for our distributors, too. Without proper promotion to attract your target customer, you won't grow your revenue. It's all about knowing your target customer, as you were just speaking about, and Michelle was speaking about with Target with the Canadian market. So make sure you brush up on that. And price. Don't compete on price. A customer who's deciding solely based on price is not a long-term customer. They'll just, you know, sell you down the river. Is that how you say it? Right?
Sure.
If somebody else comes along with a few cents less.
Absolutely. I think that's probably the most important one, especially for people in this industry, because there's so much talk of price.
And the other important one, last but not least, is profit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you should always maintain a certain amount of profit. Otherwise, what are you doing it for? And I think in our industry, it's about 30% they strive for.
Yeah, it's a little bit higher
35.
Than that. But it is. It's about 35% gross profit rate. But and that dovetails with price. Is,
right.
You know, if you're giving up price, then you're giving up profit
right.
as well. And I think too many people are too quick to do that. You don't want to rush to number one, get into the price conversation.
But exactly.
Number two, give in on price. You have to maintain. And if you can't maintain your prices, then you're giving away profit that then affects your cash flow, and it becomes a slippery slope.
But Joe always talks about that too. He says, right, Joe, don't start by like slashing your price, because then they'll come to expect that every time.
It's like feeding the stray cat.
Right.
Or letting the duck swim in your pool. Let them swim in your pool, Kathy. They're always going to come back. Steve's doing the right thing. You have a duck problem. Next thing you come home, there's 15 ducks in there. They call up some friends.
I'm telling you, they did call another friend. There was three of them the other day. First there was one, then two, then three.
Well, yeah, it's a comfy place to get to be.
And they were all laughing at Steve.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Well, quacking up.
Don't we all?
They're quacking up.
Duck you, Steve Houston.
Look at this.
We're very punny today.
It's turned into the morning zoo.
Hopefully Steve's listening, and he's going to be having fun at his expense, and he could be laughing, too.
He's shooting ducks with his feet.
That's a very good point.
Clipping ducks on the wing.
Like Elmer Fudd. Okay. Yeah. All right, Joe. So social media is also an important aspect of the marketing equation.
Right.
What do you know about how people can get some social media exposure?
Well, Andy, it's just not something you just put it out there. It's not the field of dreams. You build it, and all of a sudden, they're all going to start flocking there. So what you need to do first, okay, there's eight steps here. I'll give you a handful of them. First, build your media network. You need to get to know who does what, okay? So you'll make sure that, you know, you're pitching to the right market, or you're pitching to the right network. You're pitching to the right people, whatever your story idea is. Leverage, I can say that word, Twitter, for pitching. Almost all journalists are on Twitter. Anyone have a guess of journalists, the percentage?
Percentage of journalists on Twitter?
75.
90.
80.
75. Three-quarters of journalists are on there. So, you know, they're always looking
What's wrong with the other quarter?
Nah, they're lazy. They're using fax machines. So they're out there. So, you know, they're trolling on Twitter looking for story ideas. If you pitch them, if you share their stuff, you have a better, you know, chance of making connection with them. Get in front of industry influencers. Who influences an industry? Michelle, what was your rating? Your tech rating?
Your Twitter...
Oh, no, it was a clout rating.
Clout rating. Yeah. What's your clout rating? You're one of the best in the industry.
It was high or something.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know what that is. So if I have it, I don't know what it is.
Oh, you got it in spades.
You got that. You got that. Andy's got panache. You have clout. It just means that you're an influencer. So people look to you. They turn to your Twitter feed. They read your blog.
Oh, God. Can they turn the other way?
You're influencing people. So if you want to get, you know, some good press, you want to follow Michelle on Twitter.
Yes, you do.
How about one more?
Give it to us.
Plan a series. One story that builds on another. So you start with one story, and then you just keep building it. You know, industry sales are up, and then you want a story about why they're up, and then you want a story about what the future is for industry sales. And then, you know, you're 3 months into this series. Next thing you know, last quarter was pretty good. Sales are, you know, remaining set levels. So, you know, it's a series that people want to follow. So we'll post all these on asicentral.com/radio so you can see
Will you
all
tweet
the
about
stuff.
It, too?
Oh, I yes. might tweet about it.
Yeah, we will.
Maybe I can bring up my clout score.
Nobody can.
We don't even
nobody
know
can
what it is.
Possibly
know what that is. Knows what it
Michelle's
is.
Sure. Clout
sounds like
score.
Something that the Germans invented. Clout. You have clout.
Okay, that was an odd statement, but we'll go with it. All right, we have just enough time for Michelle's favorite segment of the show. It is our favorite things. Kathy, why don't you lead us off?
Oh, okay. Well, mine is just in time for summer concert promotions, radio promotions, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's an 18-ounce coffee mug with a guitar-shaped handle. That's really cool looking, from Express ASI 52475. And as I said, pitch it to music schools, retailers that sell instruments, concert promoters, radio stations, and any promotion that has rock star potential, Andrew.
Very Whoa. Cool. Mine is also for the outdoors. It's great for camping events. It is an insulated mug that also has a removable handle that is a flashlight.
Mm.
How cool, huh?
Yeah.
Did you show that on the Joe Show?
I did. Last
week. There we go.
There
See,
we go.
I am right up on that. It comes from SunScope, which is ASI 90075. Check it out online at asicentral.com/radio. Joe, you're up.
Mine's also for the outdoors. It's a Fun in the Sun kit, and it includes a pair of logoed sunglasses. It also has some bug repellent lotion. It has some sunscreen. We have some aloe vera when you get burned, Michelle, from too much sun. I'm knocking everything over. And, of course, you got some lip balms, because you know that it's just – lip balms just not for the winter, Andy, when you're skiing. You also need to protect your lips when you're on the
beach. Of course.
Okay, everyone wants soft lips. Great for beach promotions, great for spa promotions, great for swim clubs, swim teams as a booster club promotion. So you can find this from web company ASI 95838 or find them online at www.webcompany.com.
Very cool. All right, Michelle.
I don't have mine with me. Sorry.
Okay. Then we're going to end with Joe's summer kit there. All right, check out all the products today online at asicentral.com/radio. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today's show. Thank you for listening. Thanks to today's show sponsor, Hanes. Tune in again next week, same time, same place. Have a good week, everybody.